As this is the continuation of this semiotical summer school tradition initiated within the Tartu Moscow School of Semiotics.
Yes.
Could you tell what you think is the most important heritage of the Tartu Moscow School of Semiotics?
Well, of course, I'm from Finland, so I'm a little bit outsider in this sense. But I met Lotman twice during his lifetime. So when he came to Finland in 87 for the first time, I remember very well indeed. And then I, of course, continued very close to this development of teaching of semiotics in Tartu. And it is wonderful how it has grown from the tiny beginning, because I think Lotman himself was not so much interested in these study programs, because he was just giving lectures. But later, after him, it was established. But of course, the background are these extremely famous Tartu Moscow schools you had. And in fact, we organized in Finland, in Imatra, a commemorative, a 25 years commemorative symposium. It was, the year was, wait a minute, 89, I think, or 88, in which all these scholars who had emigrated, they came and see each other for the first time for a long time. It was a very nice meeting. But of course, Tartu Moscow School is one of the great heritages of semiotics, and you have to be very proud in Estonia that you have such background.
Are there any specific ideas or concepts, theories, maybe people from the school that have inspired you in your research?
Very much, of course, because of course it goes further back to the Russian formalism, of course, and the great Vladimir Prop, Mikhail Bakhtin, Shklovsky, Tynyanov, Eichenbaum, all this great tradition, which then influenced the French structuralism. So I have French type education, and then in America more so. But anyway, influence was strong, and I think the Russian formalist tradition linked with also the Finnish folklore studies by the Kroon brothers, Karle and Julius Kroon. It all developed into narratology. So narratology emerged from that source. And then this Tartu Moscow school certainly was a kind of revival of these ideas. But and very inspiring. I have always had the feeling that when they speak about culture, they put together the, in the time of structuralism, that was the 1960s, the information theory, certain cybernetics was something acceptable under communist time, I think. Then the structure anthropology of Levi-Strauss, they knew about that. And then, of course, structural linguistics. And then I think German speculative philosophy. If I study Lotman's theory of myth, is wonderful. So when I read, it's very close to Ernst Cassirer, what Cassirer wrote in his Philosophie der symbolischen Formen, Das mythische Denken. So it comes very close. I asked this connection from Lotman himself, and he admitted, but then he said that he also used Greek philosophy, not only German one. So that I think Tartu Moscow School is very inspiring, and they are dealing culture. They are making a meta-language which is very original about how culture functions, almost like a living organism. So this metaphor of organism, to my mind. And certainly it's also very intuitive theory, but many researches show that it has also practical consequences, empirical applications. So it is simply said one of the great classics of our semiotic scene.
How would you describe the state of semiotics today? Has semiotics developed a lot since those times of the Tartu Moscow School? Where is it now?
Yes,
where is it going?
Very, very much. It is so unbelievably diverse, because there are so many different orientations. We are just running here a meeting for pan-European doctoral program, and we need a text to define what is semiotics. But I think we shall only have, let's say, at least six or seven alternatives how it could be, because we semioticians ourselves, we disagree what it is. It's funny. But I must say that in these events like this one, and then any congresses, there is a vague, nebulous common understanding what we are doing, but no exact definition, because we have the binary Saussurean inspiration, we have the ternary Persian influence, we have the Tartu Moscow school theory, we have the new theories like biosemitic school, which is part of Kantian philosophy from Jakob Yksküll. we have new trends in cognitive semiotics. Myself, I try to develop existential semiotics, which is a kind of philosophical effort to renew the epistemology of semiotics. So we have so many different schools, and that is the richness of the issue, I would say.
So on the one hand, it's richness. On the other hand, if there are too many theoretical frameworks and too diverse terminology, does this also, we can say that there are many kind of dialects within semiotics, perhaps
yes.
As a metaphor.
Yes.
Does it also make communication kind of difficult and increase or miscommunications sometimes, or it's not a problem?
No, it's quite true that there have been controversial schools in semiotics who are really disliked each other, especially earlier. But nowadays, if I think to be a, what it is to be a young semiotician, so I think most often we have first a certain problem which we are studying, and then in order to find a resolution, we take from semiotic arsenal what is needed, and we can combine these issues without, I think, being eclectic too much. So it depends very much on your mind and your intellectual capacity to make the meta language of your own to clarify a certain problem, a situation in which you live. So I think that, I don't see it a particular weakness, this kind of polyphonic nature of semiotics, so to say.
Mm-hmm. And my final question, where is semiotics moving? What is the future of semiotics? How do you see it?
Well, I think semiotics is always avant-garde. It has always been renewing itself, and it's always adapting to, let's say, in various countries, to different national scientific traditions. And that is very, like, let's say, in Estonia, we have our own tradition, semiotics is within that. In Finland, we have ours, and so. So, and I think that in the globalized and this bubble world of electronic communication, etc., and this all these problems we face, semiotics is more and more important for study the, let's say, cross-cultural misunderstanding. For instance, on the cultural issue, we still have these clashes of civilizations and cultures. So semiotics, let's say, the semiotics of Islamic world, we have totally erroneous picture of what takes place in these countries. It's the media has certain stereotypes, and we know nothing about what takes place behind that, for instance. So if you can train semioticians, let's say, in Persia, Iran, like they just established the society there in Tehran of 10 members. So they are pioneers, and they are only 10 persons, but they might be the intellectuals who changed everything there. Maybe this sounds very idealistic, but so it is. So I mean that semioticians are not only positivist scientists, but they are also intellectuals who have tools to study the contemporary world and its problems.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.